One of the nation's few copper smelting facilities is at risk of closure as global processing costs drop. Mount Isa in Queensland's northwest is situated on top of the deepest copper mine in the country, which ceased operations just last week. But now the town is facing an existential threat as mining giant Glencore could shut down the smelting facilities if there isn't further government support. The Community Radio Network's political reporter spoke with Mayor Peter McRae about the importance of copper smelting as Australia moves to decarbonise the industry.
Well, it was announced about 18 months ago that the underground copper mine in Mount Isa was closing. That's a mine that's been there for about 100 years, a multi-generational mine that is built right pretty much smack in the centre of our town. So it's part of our history and it's part of our heritage and it's why Mount Isa exists primarily. As a newly elected mayor and as a council, we heavily invested in a transition and diversification strategy to develop new industry in our area. And that was going, you know, quite well. There were some green shoots and we'd come up with some exciting projects. However, on the last week of the mines, we finally got to D-Day and Glencore announced that they were considering putting the smelter into care and maintenance and sent a letter to staff to prepare to go into care and maintenance. Now, what that means is the smelter in Mount Isa feeds the refinery over in Townsville. So if the smelter closed in Mount Isa, that would also mean that the refinery in Townsville would close. When you smelt, there's a byproduct that comes off that sulfuric acid. So there is a national sulfuric acid shortage, and that is actually used to process the phosphate that comes out of another mine there, Phosphate Hill. What they use that phosphate for is it makes a fertilizer. That fertilizer is then used for the whole sugarcane industry. Most of Queensland, it's what they use. Now, the fertilizer plant, that is the largest user of our rail line. And the model of the rail line is cost recovery. So it is the only rail line in Queensland that has to wash its own face, so to speak, pay for its own existence. If our economic ecosystem was a body, then the smelter is our heart. So without the heart, it just does not survive.
So it was the closure of the mine at the start, which is what you were preparing for. And yep, the smelter has come out of nowhere.
When Glencore announced the underground copper mine closure, they said that the smelter was confirmed to continue until 2030 and they were paying for the next rebrick. We thought that that was under control until at least 2030. However, what's happened since then is an election in the United States. So what we see happening is everyone's moving away from a free market into their protectionist policies. The United States are paying their smelters to smelt so they have that sovereign capability to compete against China. China is paying for their smelters to smelt because they want to dominate critical minerals, copper and metal production into the future. So if we don't help our smelters to remain viable during this period of time, we won't maintain that sovereign capability of smelting. Too often in this country, we see it where we just rip and chip our natural resources. We dig them out of the ground. We ship them overseas to others to create and add value. And then we buy them back at extreme prices. So we have this huge project called Copper String that's going to be linking Mount Isa in the west to Townsville in the east. Because at the moment, we're not connected to the national electricity grid. We're a power island out there and we're powered by gas. It's called the Copper String Project. Where is the copper coming from if we don't have the smelter? It is just so vital to our future. So that's why I'm down here. And it's really heartening. We know the ministers and the senators understand. We've got three levels of government working together. We've got industry on board. I think everyone sees what an important issue this is, but now it's time to get some action.
What are your concerns moving forward for the future of your area and Queensland and the country?
It's just making, I think, decarbonisation that much more difficult. Everyone wants to, you know, do the right thing. Copper's going to be essential. And I think the whole gas situation is just an indication of what could happen to copper. Like, we're shipping it off overseas and then buying it back. I don't even understand why we're not using it ourselves. I guess it is what happens when big companies dictate what happens. And sometimes we're just going to need to reserve some of our resources for our own national needs and national capability. Copper String coming through is going to connect us to the national energy grid. And you probably won't be aware of this down here, but up in Mount Isa, the sun sets an hour and a half later than it does in Brisbane. A lot of green energy super funds that control enormous amounts of money are looking to our area to put wind turbines and solar. We don't mind that because we don't have prime agricultural land. We grow rocks. So we're quite happy to have that there. We've also got like an exciting project called Green Gravity out of the University of Wollongong, where they're looking at dropping weights down X mine shafts to create energy that is completely green and then store it in a battery. So that's a really exciting project too, that, you know, it's got 300 or 400 jobs in that for our community. So when Copper String comes along, these green energy projects are going to be able to plug into that. So when it's dark down south, it's still daylight where we are, and we're actually going to be powering most of the state with completely green energy. We've got a, you know, a bright future and an important role to play in terms of decarbonisation. I think that's an interesting thing as well.
Community Radio Network political reporter Noah Seckham with that story.